Call the meeting to order. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. This is an open meeting of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board on November 19, 2007. We welcome you who have joined us today in person or listening to the webcast of this meeting. Today, the board will consider a recommendation to approve the PCAOB's 2008 budget in accordance with Section 109B of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Before we proceed with the agenda, I will note for the record that all board members are present. The purpose of our meeting today is to discuss the PCAOB's budget for calendar year 2008. This budget reflects an intensive review of the PCAOB's 2007 expenditures to date and a careful projection of its funding needs for 2008. At $144.6 million, this budget represents the PCAOB's continuing transition to a steady state organization. I use the word continuing purposefully because now that I am in my second year as chairman, it has become clear to me that while we have established appropriate program frameworks for meeting our statutory responsibilities with respect to standard setting and our oversight of public auditing firms, the programs themselves are still evolving. And there continue to be some significant variables. During 2006 and a large part of this year, work on a new standard on an integrated audit of internal controls over financial reporting dominated the workload of our Office of the Chief Auditor. Looking forward, the PCAOB has a number of important standard-setting initiatives before us. Work on specific standards is underway, for example, on concurring partner review, risk assessment, and the interim standards. We also must play a more active role in working with international audit standard setters. These tasks cannot be performed seriatim. Accordingly, we are seeking a modest expansion of resources in the Office of the Chief Accountant to assure that it can accomplish priority tasks. Let me add that auditing standard number 5, AS5, the number one priority a year ago, is not behind us. We have a significant responsibility to train our inspectors and work with firms to ensure that the new standard is implemented appropriately. The board established a technical policy position at the board level to assist in implementation of AS5, among other things, and our Division of Inspections is working closely with our Office of Research and Analysis and Office of the Chief Auditor to provide that training, particularly in the critical areas that require the application of judgment, and to provide subject matter expertise during inspections of audit firms for compliance with the new standard. With respect to inspections, our Division of Inspections and the Office of Research and Analysis are working closely together to enhance our risk assessment techniques so that our inspections target the high-risk audits and are therefore more effective in meeting our twin mandates of investor protection and helping to assure that audit reports are informative, fair, and independent. With over 10,000 issuers and only 256 inspection staff, it is critical that we have an accurate method for selecting audits for review when we go into the field. During 2008, we intend to inspect the 11 largest accounting firms that we inspect annually, plus about 220 domestic firms, compared to roughly 180 in 2007. Moreover, this year we expect to begin inspections in certain European Union member states as well as in Asia and South America. International inspections are particularly costly in terms of time and travel and require ongoing coordination with foreign authorities. These international inspections place additional demands on our scarce inspection resources, and this pressure requires us to assure that our inspections at home are precisely focused and work efficiently. The board also is resolved to continue to share key findings and observations derived from our inspection program through a wide range of appropriate channels with registered accounting firms of all sizes, the public, and other interested parties, and to continue to seek input from those parties about our standard setting and other activities. During 2008, we will continue to meet our responsibilities head on. Toward that end, our 2008 budget is strategically aligned with and supports fulfillment of our statutory mandates. Those statutory mandates, as well as our commitment to operate efficiently, effectively, and with the greatest integrity, were incorporated into a multi-year strategic plan last May. The plan is available on our website, and the budget we are adopting today is explicitly aligned with our strategic plan. The board also was careful to assure that the budget is appropriate and conservative because we are highly conscious that our mission is supported by public issuers and in turn by their shareholders. This year, the SEC's budget rule for the PCAOB went into full effect, and the PCAOB fully complied with the new rule. We devoted considerable resources to discussing program and funding issues in depth with the SEC staff and benefited from the Commission's views during the budget process. The PCAOB's 2008 budget of $144.6 million is approximately $8 million over the amount approved by the SEC for 2007. That translates into roughly a 6% increase over this year. Over 70% of the budget is appropriately related to personnel. As in prior years, approximately one-half of the board's headcount is devoted to our inspection program, which this year, for the first time, was able to meet its hiring goal for the year, due largely to innovative approaches such as our retired partner program. In other areas, though, we again fell short of our hiring goals. Specifically in hiring experienced accountants for the Office of the Chief Auditor and the Division of Enforcement and Investigation. In order to meet the PCAOB's statutory mandates, it is critically important that we staff our programs with highly skilled and experienced professionals who are capable of exercising good judgment and can recognize the kinds of practices and problems that can grow into financial reporting and auditing failures. Our 2008 budget reflects our continued commitment to efficiency and stewardship. It contains a reduction in the budget for information technology from 2007, even though we plan to begin work on several very significant program projects, including an annual and special reporting system. Our ability to improve our performance and cut costs in delivering IT is a direct result of the management initiatives that we implemented over the past 12 months. The budget also reflects reduction in the Office of Research and Analysis of over $1 million. Angela Desmond, Chief of Staff, will introduce Bill Wiggins, the PCAOB's budget officer, who will present a more detailed overview of the PCAOB's 2008 budget. Angela.
Thanks, Mark. I'm really proud to be at the table with Bill today. Bill and his staff worked very hard this year with the board and the divisions to produce a budget that's prudent and sufficient to fund the PCAOB's activities for 2008. They were very careful to meet both the spirit and the letter of the SEC's PCAOB budget rule and needed to exceed those expectations and requirements. The budget's prudent because it will allow the PCAOB to continue to grow modestly towards steady state while taking into account the spending patterns that have been emerging as we begin to level off. The board played an important role in adopting our multi-year strategic plan and communicating its expectation that the budget be aligned with that plan. The board is also taking steps to measure progress against the plan formally through an annual review, as well as through mid-year progress reports and day-to-day oversight and interaction with the staff. I appreciate the direction, the council, and the support that you and the board members have given us this year. Let me turn now to Bill to summarize this year's proposed budget.
Thanks, Angela. If you can't hear me, it's because I'm recovering from not feeling well, so please let me know and I'll speak louder. As Chairman Olson stated, the proposed budget before you today is for $144.6 million. This represents a 6% increase over last year's approved budget of $136.4 million. And will permit the board to end next year with a total headcount of 507 employees, which is 31 more than where we expect total end to end at the end of 07. Of this amount, the largest division, the Division of Registration and Inspections, is anticipated to end 2008 with 260 employees, which is 9 more than where we anticipate they're going to end this year. So overall, since the PCAOB expects to end 2007 with fewer staff than originally approved. The staffing level on the budget has been adjusted to take into account. We'll hold on a minute. All right, we'll try again. The staffing level basically was... Oh. We're expecting to end 2007 a little lower.
Turn this back on, Angela.
Go without it.
Okay.
So, since we expected to end 2007 a little lower than the approved amount.
Can everybody in the room hear Bill? You can't. Okay. I think you need it for the webcast, Bill. So we'll just, that's what you get for saying if you can't hear me, I'll try to speak louder. You're being fully amplified, but I think we'll just
okay. All right.
Do as we can.
So let me try yet again. Since we expect to end 2007 lower than the amount approved originally, we've adjusted the headcount that we expect to attain for 2008. So that's how we arrived at the 507 number that I just mentioned. Beyond that, the largest drivers of the budget really haven't changed much from prior years. Headcount costs, as I believe Mark mentioned, account for roughly 70% of our expenses. Rent and utilities account for another 7%, and then the other largest area is information technology. The 2008 budget contemplates a spending level of $19 million for IT, and this amount will support not only our steady state support functions, but also several new programs, including the development of the new annual and special reporting system, an inspections information system, and an inspection scheduling tool for our inspection. Those are the big areas that total up to the 144.6. The other side of the equation is the accounting support fee, which is derived from the amount that the accounting support fee for 2008 is estimated to be 134.5. In 2007, it was 122.4. So it's $12 million more than last. Provide more detail on how that works if you'd like. The budget also assumes that the board will have 5 months of operating resources and working capital reserve by the end of 2008. And this amount is needed given the timing of when we send out bills. This amount equates to approximately $62 million based on our projected run rate. Year-end run rate for 2008. In putting the budget together, you know, my staff and I work very closely with each division and office head, and a lot of this goes on behind the scenes, but I certainly would be remiss if I didn't thank them for their hard work and appreciation of the process. There were some changes this year, and the budget rule came into effect, and they really came through, so I want to thank everyone. Also, of course, I want to thank Angela and each of you for your assistance, support, and that time you put in with me and my staff. And just thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Those are my summary remarks. I'll certainly take any questions that you may have, but I recommend that the board approve the budget before you do that.
Thank you very much, Bill. Are there any motions regarding this matter?
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
Mr. Gradison.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board approve it.
I move that the board approve its budget for 2008 as recommended and instruct the staff to submit it to the Securities and Exchange Commission for its consideration under Section 109 of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
Thank you, Bill and Dan. Motion has been made and seconded, so the question before the board is whether to approve the budget as recommended and then submit it to the SEC for its consideration. Now, first of all, Bill, thank you for your very thorough overview and for the work that you and your staff have done this year. Since our inception, the PCAOB has been careful to assure that its activities are necessary or appropriate to meet its mandates and responsibilities under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, now more fully defined in our strategic plan. Our strategic goals and objectives were the starting point for this year's budget process. Through intense collaboration between the board and our program leaders, we developed a budget that funds our planned activities for next year with great specificity. In doing so, we've been mindful that our mission is supported by public issuers and in turn by their shareholders. Certainly one of our key programs and the largest part of our budget is our inspection program. As I mentioned earlier, given the universe of audits of public companies and public accounting firms and the relatively small size of our inspection staff, it is critically important that the PCAOB accurately risk-focus its inspections. Our Division of Inspections and our Office of Research and Analysis work very closely to identify high-risk audits and risks at audit firms. Their work involves a qualitative and more recently an additional quantitative analysis of external public information blended with information we have gleaned through prior inspections and communications with firms. The expertise and analytical tools we are developing are making us better supervisors and are critical to the success of our supervisory program. In past years, our inspections divisions and other divisions that seek to hire experienced accountants have fallen short of their hiring goals. As a result, we've had to make do with the resources we have. This often requires that we make trade-offs in how we allocate resources and heightens the risk that we cannot fulfill our mandate as we intend. This year, however, our Division of Inspections is very close to meeting its hiring goal for 2007. But we still have some ways to go before the inspections and other divisions, most importantly, the Office of Chief Auditor and Division of Enforcement and Investigations have adequate staff to meet our annual program needs. Consistent with budgetary we will carefully add staff until those divisions reach a steady state. Having said that, the PCAOB is now in sight of reaching full maturity. Our budget office, led ably by Bill Wiggins, has worked collaboratively and tirelessly to gather and analyze the information necessary to assess the organization's 2007 progress in meeting our strategic goals and to build a budget that meets the PCAOB's funding needs for the coming year. But even Bill could not have completed the budget, including assuring compliance with the SEC's budget rule, without the unflagging support, as you mentioned, of Yasmus Agian and Derek Kuiper. Yas and Derek, thank you very much for your help. Bill and his staff worked closely with SEC staff during this budget process. I also commend our program directors and office heads for their collaboration in the budget process. Their strong commitment to the PCAOB's mission and their thoughtful stewardship of the organization's resources. While this budget takes a very conservative approach to funding, I believe it should be adequate to support our 2008 initiatives. I wish to extend my appreciation to the board for their active participation and support during this budget process. I would now like to open the floor for comments and questions from my fellow board members. And we'll start, Bill.
Mr. Chairman, several times already this afternoon you have talked about the close working relationships between the research and analysis activities of ORA and the inspection division. As I look at the numbers, our largest division is in terms of money and staffing, it's registration and inspections. It's pretty clear with registration and inspection fees. Our second largest is investigations and enforcement. That's pretty clear cut, too, and has analogies in other organizations in this town. Research and analysis, at least the words come through or may come through as a bit theoretical and abstruse. I wonder if we could have a further explanation in more detail of how the Office of Research and Analysis actually does support our core programs, particularly inspections. Marty?
Sure, I'll be glad to address that question. ORA provides support across the entire organization, but it primarily assists the inspections program. ORA's primary focus is to enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of the inspections process and to help inspections continuously improve its risk-based audit selection process. So let me be clear about what we research and analyze in ORA. Our research function supports the risk-based audit selection process. It identifies for inspections audits of issuers with elevated risks of audit failure and identifies and describes for inspections accounting issues that present elevated audit risk. Our analysis function enhances the efficiency and effectiveness of the inspections process. It does this by providing information and analysis that helps inspections to, one, monitor audit firm and issuer events such as auditor changes, restatements, adverse internal control opinions, and the like. Secondly, plan inspections of audit firms, supports them in that regard by providing such information as audit firm profiles, profiles of offices, or issuer profiles of companies that have been targeted and selected. And it helps them by then analyzing results of prior inspections, aggregating both internal and external information together. So our research and analysis activities are very tangible and actionable, highly focused on supporting the board's risk-based inspections process.
Well, Marty, you've emphasized what you do in terms of the information and analyses you provide to inspections. You get feedback from them, or over time, do you anticipate getting feedback from them? What they find by using the leads that you give them and so forth?
We do get feedback from inspections. Our efforts are really on a continuous basis working together. We provide them information on information about audits or issues that we think are identified for inspections. They, of course, give us the feedback of what's coming from their inspection reports and whether or not the information we're providing them is useful or not. To the extent we provide feedback, they give us feedback, we try to adjust our research accordingly. But our interaction with inspections is continuous.
You stressed that quite properly, the inspection-related activities. Seems to me, as I recall it, that the first and so far only audit alert that we put out was developed by your organization. Was that on backdating of employee stock options, right?
Yes, practice alert with respect to the backdating of stock options was issued just about a year ago.
Should we expect in the future to be, when it's appropriate, to be other alerts that would come from us, and would those be developed by your staff?
Yeah,
with the input of others.
Yeah, as I said at the beginning, we do provide support for the entire organization with a focus on inspections, but in our process of identifying accounting issues for inspections, those same issues can be of benefit in our efforts where we work with standards or other part or with the board. And in the case of standards, we might identify issues that might need further clarification for auditors. So from time to time, we do identify accounting issues or audit issues where we think further clarity may be needed in practice, and we discuss such matters with standards.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.